HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones on Urban Media Today Radio.
Did you see the game? You're probably asking what game, Trevin. This weekend on the HBCU Gridiron, it really didn't matter what game you saw. There was plenty of excitement going around. But the biggest upset of the day was in Durham, North Carolina, where the Norfolk State Spartans upset the third-ranked Eagles of North Carolina Central 28-21. It was the first time that Coach Latrell Scott's Spartans had beaten Coach Jerry Mack's Eagles since 1995. Norfolk State wideout Marcus Taylor was named the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference Offensive Player of the Week after he caught 8 passes for 132 yards and he crossed the goal line twice. Taylor's teammate on the defensive side of the ball, linebacker Anthony Smith, was named the Conference Defensive Player of the Week after he amassed 18 tackles, snagged 2 interceptions, and he forced a fumble. This weekend, North Carolina Central will try to rebound from their first conference loss in 19 games, hosting the Hornets of Delaware State for homecoming. Meanwhile, Norfolk State will also celebrate homecoming, hosting the Tigers of Savannah State. By the way, Delaware State's coming off a 17-14 win over South Carolina State, and Savannah State is licking their wounds after being trounced by Charleston Southern 52-17. South Carolina State has a tough contest coming up. They'll take on the 7th-ranked Bison of Howard University in Orangeburg. This past weekend, Bison freshman Kalen Newton led Howard's homecoming celebration, leading HU to a 39-14 win over the Bears of Morgan State. It was the 71st Battle of the Beltway, and Newton finished with 293 yards of total offense. He accounted for 4 TDs. Up next for the 1-5 Bears of Morgan State are the Rattlers of Florida A&M, who are making their trip to Baltimore after becoming the victim of Hampton for the Pirates' homecoming festivities, 31-27. And speaking of the HU win, the victory helps Coach Carnell Maynard's Pirates remain unbeaten in the MEAC with 3 wins against no losses, and they improved to 5-2 overall. Hampton also made its first appearance in our Urban Media Today Black College Football Bowl this week, entering in the 9th position, and that's thanks to the performance of running back Shy McKenzie, who rushed for 147 yards on 19 carries in his first start of the season. And while we're talking about the UMT Top 10 Black College Football Bowl, the Aggies of North Carolina A&T continue their run towards excellence with a 24-20 win over Bethune-Cookman. Quarterback Lamar Bernard threw for 3 TDs in the win, while his teammate linebacker Deion Jones gobbled up a career-high 10 tackles. He hauled in an interception, and he helped the Aggies come from behind to beat the Wildcats. Coach Rod Broadway's Aggies are now 8-0 on the season, and they'll get a week of rest, a well-deserved week of rest, as they prepare to take on the Spartans of Norfolk State in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, Bethune-Cookman will host the Hampton Pirates this weekend in Daytona Beach. It's a Wildcat homecoming. The number one team in the land, the Tigers of Grambling State, took advantage of 7 turnovers in their 41-14 win over then-6th-ranked Alcorn State. Coach Broderick Fobbs and his G-men were led by QB Devontae Kincaid, who threw for 268 yards and a pair of touchdowns. He also ran for another score. On the defensive side of the ball, it was all about Christmas. That's right. It was the spirit of giving, maybe taking, as the Tigers forced Coach Fred McNair's Braves to give up the pigskin 7 times. Junior linebacker Darius Christmas led the way, gobbling up Braves players 14 times, including 7 solo tackles, and Mr. Christmas also forced a fumble himself. Up next for the G-men is a homecoming game against the Tigers of Texas Southern, who last weekend had a week of rest, as Coach Mike Haywood's Tigers prepared for GSU. The 3rd-ranked Trojans of Virginia State destroyed the homecoming of the Lincoln Lions last weekend in Pennsylvania, 73-21. As VSU improved to 7-0, the win keeps Virginia State as one of only 3 undefeated teams left in all of black college football. Coach Reggie Barlow's Trojans now have their eyes set on Shawan. Shawan, who won their homecoming game over Elizabeth City State 28-18 last weekend. By the way, this weekend, Elizabeth City State will be the guest of another homecoming as they make a trip to Richmond to take on the Virginia Union Panthers. The Panthers are licking their wounds after falling to 4th-ranked Bowie State 40-22. And this weekend, the 71 Bulldogs look to continue their winning ways as they host Lincoln of PA for a homecoming in Bowie, Maryland. Sticking with top 10 action, the Tigers of Tennessee State had the week off, and they will put their 4-3 record on the line this weekend in Cookeville, Tennessee against Tennessee Tech. The 3rd and final undefeated team left in HBCU football is the 8th-ranked Lions of Langston. They move up from 10 to number 8 this week. They were 21-20 winners over another top 25 team in the NAIA ranks. That was Arizona Christian. Coach Quentin Morgan's Orange and Blue improved to 7-0 as QB Jalen Lowe led the way, completing 85% of his passes for 136 yards. The junior from Collinsville, Oklahoma scored twice. by air and once with his own legs. Lowe was named the Central States Football League Offensive Player of the Week for his performance. And up next for the undefeated Lions is Oklahoma Panhandle State, one of the three teams at the top of the conference. In other action, Tuskegee beat Kentucky State 26-21. This weekend, the Golden Tigers will celebrate their homecoming with the Marauders of Central State coming to town. Meanwhile, Kentucky State will pay Lane College a visit. The Dragons of Lane lost to Miles College last weekend 36-0. And speaking of the Golden Bears, they'll battle Clark Atlanta on a Thursday night contest. Clark defeated the Golden Rams of Albany State last weekend 44-36 in exciting fashion. And speaking of excitement, Benedict needed two overtimes to beat Morehouse 29-26. Benedict takes on Albany State this weekend while the House will celebrate their homecoming. The guest of honor will be the Fort Valley State Wildcats. In other action, Southern University picked up a big win over Jackson State, 35-17. Arkansas Pine Bluff is next up for Coach Dawson Odom's Jaguars. Jackson State still looking for their first win of the season. They'll battle Mississippi Valley State this weekend. Coach Rick Comegys' Delta Devils beat up on Virginia University of Lynchburg, 55-3 in their last outing. In other action, Winston-Salem State beat Livingstone 42-14. West Virginia State was victorious over West Liberty 39-33 in overtime. Up next for Winston-Salem State, they take on Shaw, and West Virginia State will battle Fairmont State. And finally, before I go, two teams that had last weekend off will battle in the 76th Magic City Classic. That's Alabama State and Alabama A&M. Alabama State has the number 2 scoring defense in the SWAC. They only give up 23 points per game. They also have the number 2 passing defense in the SWAC, only allowing 180 yards in the air. Meanwhile, Alabama A&M's defense is number 1 in total defense in the conference, giving up an average of 330 yards per game. While their rushing defense is number 2 in the conference, they only give up 129 yards on the ground. Not to mention, the Bulldogs of Alabama A&M are coming into this one with 7 interceptions to their credit, 3 returned for touchdowns, and they also have 22 sacks. Make sure to check out our Urban Media Today Top 10 Black College Football poll, which is online now and available for you to look at. Also, check us out early Saturday morning for Talk Sports. I'm Trevin A. Jones, and you know what I always say, every week I think we score. That's another touchdown.
HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones on Urban Media Today Radio.